So this is the Conservative Party Conference 2025. Here we are in Manchester, party shop where you can buy all those memorabilia, buy presents for relatives whom you do not like. I mean, Christmas is not that far away. Okay, CPC, Conservative Party Conference 25, with a hashtag, very trendy. But anyway, so some suits sported by Gloriana, the late Baroness Margaret Thatcher of Kesteven. This one not as well known. I think it's the one that she wore famously on the day she resigned. There's her husband behind her. The ever faithful Dennis steps to Downing Street. And then here's a signature. Would you call that electric blue? Okay, or royal blue. And then this that she famously wore on the tank by Aquae Scutum, as in water shield, when she had that sort of tank race against Helmut Kohl, the Bundeskanzler von Deutschland. So you'll have, look at the Thatcher Theatre, not literally a theatre. They've got their headphones on, you notice, so that they can hear what's being said without it disturbing everybody else. Here's the next leader of the Conservative Party. Well, but five, Alex Fuser. Okay. So and there's this enormous cavernous hall. Look at that roof. Kind of thing like a Victorian railway station. So obviously only members of the party are allowed in, or accredited journalists. Some people got stalls for various charities, civic society groups. I saw Lord Charles Clark, former Labour Education Secretary and Home Secretary. I don't know what capacity he's in here as. So they do allow left-wing journalists in, even though they're not going to give us unfair coverage. Labour allows right-wing journalists in. Youth Zone, okay. So Youth Zone, I think, is not a part of the Conservative Party. It's just a pressure group, I suppose, okay? Seeking to shape policy amongst, you know, all interested parties, all political parties. Oh, so Youth Zone encompasses AQA, which is an exam board, Barnardo's and so forth, founded by that Irish Orangeman, and so forth. Okay, so see what else is on offer. Looks like a bit of an ice cream van, but what are they doing? They're not serving ice cream, certainly. Okay, deck chairs. We used to go back to the beach, Bournemouth and Blackpool and so on, but since the days of the accursed David Cameron, it's alternated between Manchester and Birmingham. Birmingham being an easy day trip from London, Manchester being a not quite so easy day trip from London.
Oh, look. Keep
that well, and it's Gary Gibbon, hello. Is the chief political correspondent of who is it? Is it ITV or Channel 4? I can never remember. So it's amazing to see all these people in flesh, up close. Saw Sir Graham Brady, formerly chairman of the Conservative Party, stood down as an MP, published his tell-all memoir, and he was elected an MP at the age of 29 in 1997, the youngest Conservative that year's intake. So Disraeli Theatre, as in the Conservative Prime Minister of the 19th century, the first one of Jewish ancestry. Conservative European Forum is presenting. Are they the Europhiles? Are they the Ramonas? I'm not sure. So Disraeli, the Earl of Beaconsfield, more accurately. I've been to his grave. There's the Primrose League, a Conservative organisation dissolved in the early 20th century. Conservative Environment Network. And a quotation from Maggie Thatcher in the centenary of her birth. Okay, shan't go in there. So it's got a huge space, not too stressy. It's getting a little bit busy. The thing, the doors open at 9 o'clock, but almost nobody's here. It's only in the evening the main speeches happen. So you could have a day's work in London, maybe come up, we'll leave work slightly early, come up and get involved. Conservative Home, as in that sort of online forum. And here, well, nobody's presenting, a sort of in-between presentations. And so we go on. And then a protest, the tractor about Labour's inheritance tax wrecking family farms. JCB, Joseph C. Bamford. When I was at prep school, I was told it stood for General Crap Bunch. Well, I still can't spell. All right. And here is... He is, what is it called? Centre for Policy Studies. Found up in the 70s as a Conservative think tank. And there is the detestable, what's his name, Auntie, Robert Colville, King Scholar, who really hasn't matured a day with age. So, you know, he's sort of caught up with his chronological age. You know, snivelling, uptight, supercilious, just loathsome. But there we go. But hasn't had a very happy personal life, I'm very happy to say. So we go on. Okay, so maybe getting your bearings, an idea of the dimensions of the place. Look how big it is on towards the main stage where possibly nothing is happening. I might leave soon. See, look at our slogan, stronger economy, stronger borders. Well, who's going to disagree with that? Well, actually, I suppose the leftards would say open the border. So no border control whatsoever. completely unchecked immigration. Now, obviously, I want immigration, but I'm not crazy. There has to be some reasonable limitation on it. And what's reasonable? That's debatable. Exchange Hall. So I think this will be the main hall. So hire a convention centre. There's a Midland Hotel close by. Heavy police presence. Thank you, even though we're an opposition party now. Who's James Cleverly presenting?
Other parties, let communities down. Labour councils. Taxes up, bins going uncollected. Overtaxing, under-delivering. Lib Dems, hiking council tax to some of the highest levels in the country. And reform.